There are all the billions of galaxies and stars and black holes and everything that has ever existed.
These are some of the most complex, beautiful, amazing structures I've ever seen.
Terry, have you ever eaten glue for science?
Of course.
Once these things have been investigated and tested, I think the system should be tested on the moon.
From the BBC World Service, this is Unexpected Elements.
Unexpected Elements is the science show we always wanted to make.
Nature's horrific, isn't it?
Yeah, and it gets worse too.
It makes science stories fun and accessible without shying away from serious and complex subjects.
The whole observable universe, which is now 94 billion light years in size or something, but back then it was this very, very tiny marble.
It's full of amazing facts and moments that make you go, ooh.
Actually, Somalia is already moving independently of the rest of Africa.
Hang on, Somalia's moving independently from the rest. Where does Somalia think it's going?
And it's full of science, really cool science.
This is a species of parasitoid wasp that makes its living by taking over the mind and body of a cockroach.
In the first half of the show, we take a story that's been in the news.
The past 3 years have seen 7 coups in 5 African countries.
And look at the science hiding behind it.
What he found was signatures of the coup in the tree rings.
Which is never what you'd expect.
You're an expert on insects that essentially perform coups on other insects.
Each week, I'm joined by a team from all over the planet.
Chavi Sachdev from India.
Often on 3 different continents.
And in Johannesburg in South Africa, we have Candice Bailey.
And that leads to some really interesting connections.
It's like an audio map of my own migration journey.
Each week, one of them brings along a science story from their region that the rest of the world probably hasn't heard.
Scientists in the beach city of Fortaleza had the idea of testing the skin of the tilapia as a skin graft.
So literally attaching the skin of a fish to the skin of a human.
That's right.
And it's fascinating to get their different perspectives on all the stories we tell.
The one that's interesting to me is raining cats and dogs.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Our audience is really important to us, and we usually have lots of emails and WhatsApp messages to read out.
Todd from the United States has written to us to say bananadine is actually a real chemical substance.
And we have a weekly feature called Ask the Unexpected, where you can ask any science question you like.
How do antibiotics tell which bacteria to attack?
And we'll try and find an expert for you to answer it.
Actually, they do not select the good bacteria from bad bacteria.
So, it's a science show.
It's not emitting light and it's not absorbing light, so it's basically doing nothing.
You'll learn a whole load of stuff listening to it.
Evolution is chaos, and I kind of love it for it.
But it's also really cool and huge amounts of fun.
Maybe it works on cats too.
This person never met a cat.
Unexpected Elements.
Okay. Oh, bizarre.
Isn't it good? From the BBC.